The Dispossessed by Ursula K. Le Guin. Free love, terrible poverty. Such strange ideas people on Eurus had about the anarchist planet Anaris. Shevik told them the truth. The most brilliant scientist of his time had to admit he had grown up to find he had no place among his comrades. Now, the rich life on Eurus was beginning to tempt him.
All right, little friend. Third simultaneity matrix. Add Y to the 10th power.
That cannot be done. Speed of light barrier cannot be crossed.
Yes, it can.
I've got your bags all packed, sir.
My bags?
Yes, sir. For the weekend.
What?
Country. To visit Dr. Sayo.
Damn! I'd completely forgotten. Thank you, E4.
Mr. Shevek, I was wondering, I have a wife in Capital City. Might I go visit her while you're away, sir?
You don't need my permission to visit your wife. Listen, we have this big apartment with just the two of us. Why don't you ask your wife to stay with us?
Oh, thank you, sir, but I couldn't do that. The university is only for men. Women aren't allowed on the campus.
But that's just a silly rule, E4. I'm sure if I...
Ah! There's Dr. Sayo. Have a nice weekend, sir.
Will that be all, Madam Dreer?
Yes. Well, unless our guest would like to relent and try some roast stag.
No, thank you. These vegetables are wonderful and more than enough for me.
Oh, too bad. We hunted down this stag right here on the estate, butchered and aged him ourselves.
Your home is amazing. It looks like one of those ancient castles in our history books.
This is just our country place. Been in my family for 9 generations.
Abinay is the major city of Anaris. In all of Abinay, there is not a building as large as this country place of yours.
Don't you have a house, Dr. Shevek?
My partner and I have a room. Pilon, the baby, is still with us. She sleeps on the platform below ours. Sadik, the older daughter, sleeps in the dorm. She's 9.
But you have no privacy. Well, how do people carry on love affairs?
Dreer?
Well, I was only wondering. And everybody seems to be living on top of each other on Anaris. It sounds like a prison.
We have no policemen on Anaris.
What keeps people from robbing and murdering each other?
Nobody needs to steal. If you want something, you simply go to the depository and take it.
Oh.
As for violence, why would you murder me if you could gain no advantage from my death?
Oh.
Air raid drill. It's this stupid rebellion on the outer planets. We're supposed to be ready in case they attack Eurus, even though it would take them 14 months to get here. It's ridiculous, but I'm afraid we'll have to turn off all the lights. Perhaps we could go out onto the terrace.
Oh, what a lovely idea, Sayo. I'll have our dessert brought out.
The stars are out tonight. And there's Anaris.
Oh. You know, we call it the moon.
On Anaris, we think of Eurus as the moon.
Do you really believe in free love up there?
Free love?
Dreer, behave yourself.
No, I don't mind answering questions about Anaris. But what do you mean?
Well, you just hop into bed whenever you feel like it. You don't even have to be married.
Ah, yes. Well, in a sense, people can copulate whenever they wish. They can ask for a room in a dormitory for a single night, or they can become partners and stay together forever.
Your, what do you call it, your partner. Did she let you have her before you were sworn to her? I mean, didn't she want to keep her honor?
The first person I actually lived with was another man.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Dr. Shevik, please excuse my wife. I'll attend to her later.
Please. I am the first person to come from Anaris in 200 years. I'm sure you have many strange ideas about how we live. People on Anaris are free to copulate with whomever they choose. There was a time in my life, just after the first edition of The Principles of Simultaneity had come out.
I remember we received a copy of it here. The title page said Sabul and Shevik, but we could tell it was all your work. Sabul had never been able to think so brilliantly.
Yes, Sabul appropriated my ideas. I felt completely alone. One night, I came across an old friend, Badap. He came back to my room, and we talked for a long time. Badap is an educationist, and he, too, was having trouble getting people to accept his ideas.
Badap,
what went wrong with this planet? What's going to happen to us?
I don't know.
Badap, stay with me tonight, please.
Put your arms around me. I'm frightened, too.
Badap, I don't want to go on like this.
It's because I'm fat, isn't it?
There's a group from the Science Institute. They're going hiking in the mountains. I'm going with them.
When you get back, I'll be gone.
Dap, I do still love you.
I love you too, Shevik. Don't freeze your ass off in the mountains.
Following me.
Your name is Takra.
Yes. What do you want?
I just wanted to tell you, I have never been drawn to a woman the way I've been drawn to you ever since we started this hunt.
I didn't mean to spoil your vacation.
Well, it doesn't spoil it. It's like living through an earthquake.
Thank you.
Well, it's not you. No, it's me.
That's what you think. If you wanted to copulate, why haven't you asked me?
I'm not sure that's what I do want.
I'm not sure either.
You've sworn off sex?
No.
You were at my going-away party in North Setting. Mm-hmm. It was 2 years ago when we danced together, remember?
Yes.
Later on, almost morning, we talked about people facing up to pain.
Yes. I remember that night very well. You said that suffering, not love, is the thing that gives people the strength to stay together.
Yes. Takfa, what are you looking for?
I'm not against pleasure, but I don't need it. And if I take something I don't need, I'll never get to what I do need.
What do you need?
I need the bond. The real one. Body and mind and all the years of life. Nothing else. Nothing less.
Yes. Body and mind. For life.
Ah, the all clear. Eurus is safe for another night. Well, I must go inside and see what the servants are up to.
Did you really talk about pain and suffering with your partner?
I did indeed.
Oh. You must tell me more. Take my hand. Man in the Moon.
Yes?
Now, press it to your lips. Now we will meet again.
Dead on! Just what you said it would be, Dr. Shevek.
Yes, but there is one final connection I cannot make. There is a wall, and I can't seem to go through it or around it.
Dr. Shevek, it's for you.
Hello.
Hello, man in the moon. It's Drea Pace, Io's wife. You came to our house last weekend. Have you forgotten me already?
No, of course not.
You pressed my hand to your lips.
I have a partner on Anaris, and your husband is working 10 feet away from me.
Oh, do you really think Sire would object if you and I had lunch together?
Lunch? Oh, I thought you meant...
Well, you can explain what you thought I meant over lunch. Candra's Cafe in the Pearl Market.
And what would please the palate of Madame Drea today?
Baby shrimps marinated in the Carnassian style.
Sir?
I'll have the same, whatever it is.
May I suggest a light dry wine, sir?
Oh, he never touches alcohol. He's one of those terrible Adonians from Anaris. But I'll take a double glass of your best sparkly.
Very good, Madame Drea. Pleasure as always.
Well, here you are. Oh, but you look so stern, Dr. Shevek. Have you come only to scold me for interrupting you?
No, of course not. It's just that everything here is so rich.
You mustn't think we are all bad, silly people. We have earned our little luxuries. You know, my mother was a chambermaid. She worked 12 hours a day so I could go to finishing school and mingle with the right people. Learn to use your brains, my mother told me. And so I did. I seduced Sayo in his own father's bedroom, and then I got him to marry me. Sayo's family has had money and land for 17 generations.
I see.
Dr. Shevek, I am not accustomed to having lunch with scowling old men.
And I am not accustomed to being with women who are bald.
Well, all upper-class women on Eurus shave their heads. The more skin men see, the better they like it. But then we sprinkle our heads with these powders that give different effects in the light.
It is very, very attractive. May I ask you something? The diamond at your throat, how does it stay on?
Oh, a magnet. Implanted under my skin.
Amazing.
You disapprove of me so thoroughly. I love it. Would the stern anarchist like to give me a spanking?
What is that?
You'll put me across your knees. Slap my bottom. Don't they spank children on Anaris?
They certainly do not.
Oh, Sayo likes to spank me. Sometimes it's very exciting. You know, but sometimes Sayo really is mad at me and it hurts. But I always forgive him afterwards.
On my world, people do not hit each other to show their affection.
What do they do?
They copulate.
Oh, yes. And so you've told me. Well, life is so pleasant on Anaris. I can't imagine why you came to Eurus.
I have work to do here.
Yes, but that's not the only reason. You are attracted to the way we live, though you don't want to admit it. Whenever you find yourself actually having a good time on Eurus, you draw yourself up like an angry old war horse and say, "Oh, but these people are terrible."
Am I really that obvious?
Well, not to everybody. But I'm a very sensitive person.
I do like many things on Eurus.
Then don't be afraid to show it. Sayo and I are having a party next week. Will you be my guest?
I would be delighted.
Oh, wonderful. Now, touch my hand to your lips again, man in the moon.
You do have beautiful hands.
Ifor, are you sure this is what people wear to a party?
Oh, yes, sir. Breeches, waistcoat, ruffled shirt.
I feel like a wandering juggler.
That'll be the limousine, sir.
Thank you, Ifor, for all your help.
What's this? A note stuck under the door. Shevik, join with your anarchist brothers. Come to Teo Maida's pawn shop in the old town. Ifor, do you have any idea what this means?
The underground, sir.
Underground?
Anarchists, sir. Your people. Like them that started Anaris.
We must talk about this tomorrow. Good night, Ifor.
Good night, sir.
This outer planets thing is getting serious.
Yeah, if it was up to me, I'd bomb them back to the Stone Age.
Yeah.
Hey, where's the surprise? Drea always has a surprise at her parties.
That's him over there, the man in the moon.
Oh, big, isn't he?
Especially below the belt, I'd wager.
Dr. Shevik, there's one question I've been dying to ask. Do you really believe in free love up there on the moon?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, tell me the truth now. Is doing it as much fun on Anaris as it is on Eurus?
I'm hardly in a position to judge.
Hey, you, Shevik. Yeah, I've been reading about your sequencing and simultaneity business in the newspapers.
Yes.
Now, I'm not a scientist. I'm a businessman, as a matter of fact. And I've done quite well, if I do say so myself.
I see.
But all this nonsense you're spouting about being in two places at the same time...
Not quite the same
well,
time.
Well, it's almost unnatural. Religious mumbo-jumbo. We've got enough trouble with the lower classes here without you scientists making them think they can jump around and get away from doing their duties. Now, if you ask me, I think that...
I did ask you, Oi, and if you monopolize my guest of honor, I shall be very cross.
Thank you for rescuing me. What is this party for, Drea?
Well, to meet the famous Dr. Shevik, of course, and to celebrate female power.
I thought women on Eurus had no power.
Why? Oh, because we don't pretend to be doctors or lawyers or great mathematicians. Look around you, my friend. What do you see?
If you loved me, you wouldn't make such a fuss about your children.
I see many beautiful men and women.
Yes, and what are the women wearing?
They are wearing only skirts.
Yes, only skirts. On Eurus, men go clanking around in their big uniforms. But then... they're helpless before the unprotected body of a beautiful woman. The men rule the world, and the women run the men. It's a very satisfying arrangement.
You may have less power than you think.
Oh, Shevik, you are impossible.
Now, this outer planets thing is good for business. Shevik!
Atro!
Haven't seen you in weeks, my friend. How's the work going?
Fine.
I must see you to my other guests.
Shevik! Where on earth did you get that outfit?
My servant, Ifor. I asked him what I should wear.
You look like a tropical bird. How are you making out at the light lab? Sayo looking after you all right?
Come, Dr. Shevik. I insist you dance with me.
No, thank you. I'm talking to Dr. Atro.
Go enjoy yourself, my friend. If you get dressed up like a fancy man, you're bound to get offers.
You are wonderful, Dr. Shevik.
Well, we're not just philosophers up on the moon, you know. We like to have fun, too.
Sir, madame, a glass of sparkly?
Oh, yes, please.
What is that?
Wine with little bubbles. It's very good.
You're right. It is good. It's like grape juice. Waiter, another glass, please.
Oh, there goes...
isn't he wonderful?
I know that dance.
It's called the Gezernig, an old peasant dance. You have to lie on your elbows and kick your heels as high as you can. It's very hard. My husband once broke his leg.
We do that dance up on Anaris.
Look, Dr. Shevik's doing the Gezernig. Oh, isn't he great? Oh, Dr. Shevik, Dr. Shevik, look at him go. Go, Dr. Shevik.
Bravo.
Bravo. A bottle of sparkly for Shevik, the best dancer on two planets.
Hey. Hey. Bravo.
Friends, I give you the wealth, I mean the health, the health and peace and friendship of Eurus and Anaris.
Is it true up on Anaris you can stuff a woman anytime you want? Don't have to be married or anything?
No.
We need a good time to study men in plastics
industry. Plastics?
Is it true women in Anaris go around in overalls and they never have any?
Yes.
Dr. Shevik!
Oh, there you are.
Andrea.
Oh, dear. I think you should rest a bit.
The wine.
Oh, yes, I know. You come along with me.
Yes. Smells in here. Pretty.
Yes, it's my dressing room. Now you just lie down and rest.
Nice breasts. You rasty women.
No. No, get your hands off me. No, please. Well, you don't understand. I'll call you next week. We can arrange something.
I'll call you later. I understand. I'm ready.
No. No! Oh, damn you to hell, you've soiled my skirt.
So then I said to him, Dr. Shevik, that's your third dessert. And he says to me, need energy, brother. A lot of work to do this afternoon.
Sayo, darling, could I ask just one tiny little favor from you?
Who's there? It's after midnight.
Open up. We've brought your master home.
Help Dr. Sayo get him into bed.
Is he all right?
Can't drink, that's all.
Dr. Atwell, what are you doing?
Shut up, old man. Not a bloody thing here. What the hell has he been doing with his time? We've got open rebellion on the outer planets. If we had his unified theory of sequency and simultaneity, a fleet of spaceships could take off from Eurus and land out there an instant later. We could crush their goddamn rebellion. And what is stopping us? Just this stupid peasant from Anaris.
He told me earlier that he was blocked.
Yes, you're great pals with him now, aren't you? Well, I'll tell you something. Your friend Shevik better get himself unblocked and fast. We don't have much more time to waste on him. You, old man.
Yes, sir.
You keep your mouth shut about this, or you'll wind up with the state police.
Oh. My head is splitting.
I brought you a cup of medicinal bitters, sir.
Ifor, what happened to me?
Your friends brought you home, sir. You've got a hangover, I'm afraid.
Oh, I've never felt so sick. What?
If you want a piece of ass,
what is this? Ifor, who are these people?
Students, sir. They've been called up because of this outer planet business.
Now, just a minute.
Students?
Coming
yes,
across
sir.
The campus is a collection of crazed rebels from the outer planets. If you don't stick your bayonets into their guts, they'll stick their short arms into your sisters and your sweethearts.
What?
Arms at the ready. Bayonets, 2 points to the sun. Easy now. Charge!
Students. Atro, what have you done to me? Ephor, last night, that note, those people you called the underground, I must find them.
Oh, it's very dangerous, sir.
Ephor, I must find the anarchists.
Part 3 of The Dispossessed by Ursula K. Le Guin. Dramatized by David Lewis Stein. Starring Gary Reineke as Shevek, Barbara Gordon as Takfir, John Swindells as Atro, Phil Aiken as Sayo, Greg Elwand as Bedap, and Gilly Fennec as Ephor. With Barbara Budd as Drea, George Buza as Oyi and the Sergeant, and Ellen Ray Hennessy as Nexa. Original music for The Dispossessed was composed by Marsha Coffey. Series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. Technical operations were by John McCarthy. Sound effects by Bill Robinson. Production assistant, Heather Brown. The Dispossessed was produced and directed in Toronto at Studio G by William Lane. Next week, hear part 4 of The Dispossessed.